I guess what I'm probably going to be doing this evening is keeping coming back to very practical things, because that's the area that I work in. And so it was this insight around the kinds of pernicious effect of consumerism on the environment and our culture that led us to set up the Comms Lab. You know, advertising shapes what we feel, what we believe, what we think the good life should look like. It is a dominant storyteller in our world. And we kind of, I mean, this work for me, if I'm honest, came out of time I was spending in India. And so I was working advising donors in India about how they should be spending their money when it came to environmental advocacy. And every day I would leave my office and go into the shopping malls that surrounded that office in Delhi and be surrounded by these really sophisticated ads. And it was a time when in London there were all these shops opening that were about reusing, where, you know, you brought your Tupperware and filled it up with brown rice. And at the same time in India, we're seeing huge, like literally hundreds of millions of people being pushed away from that way of consuming, going to supermarkets, you know, using shower gel instead of soap, and developing these incredibly resource-intensive habits. And you know, when it comes to stats, like, you know, household consumption is responsible for 60% of global greenhouse gas emissions. So it's like a big deal, what we consume. And actually, our insight with the Comms Lab was that if you want to tackle consumerism, you have to go to the heart of the industry that drives it. And when you go to the heart of that industry, advertising is full of people who are really well-intentioned and have actually really strong values. And they're trapped in a system with these perverse incentives that mean they can't bring their values to work. And so actually a lot of the work that we're doing with that sector is a systems change initiative where we're working with industry bodies, we're working with agency leaders, we're working to build a movement of activists within the industry so that the people in advertising can start to address one of these three C's of consumerism. And I think that links in more widely to some of the points that Jeremy makes really beautifully in his book about the role of value and narrative in systems. Jessica, you at the beginning made that comment about fish and story. And I love that saying that story is to human like water is to fish. So it's this thing that is all around us, it is invisible to us, and we can't live without it. And it's so powerful because we do not see the power that it has over our lives. And yet, as Jeremy maps in the book, systems are made, propped up, and brought down by stories. And a lot of the systems that we live in today feel like they are eternal. They feel like they have been here forever, like they are immutable and fixed. And yet none of the systems we live in are immutable and fixed. They are a kind of ever-changing web of feedback loops. And we have to find new narratives that enable us to find our sense of agency around the systems that we live in, so that we don't act like we're passive recipients of history, but instead realize that we have the power to influence the systems that we work in. And the only thing that will enable us to do that in the face of these systems that appear so solid is narrative and values. And I think, you know, one of the things that's fascinating about the book is seeing how at different stages in history that pivot has happened, where people suddenly feel like they have agency in influencing the systems that they live in. And I'm excited about that bit of the conversation.